This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
PXY Mornings with your two favorite people in the 585, Moose and Breezy Breeze.
I feel like we would make really great flight attendants.
Pilots.
No, flight attendants.
585.
I wouldn't trust you nor myself to drive a plane.
252-9800. What is something a pilot has said on a flight that made you incredibly uncomfortable? Breezy will start.
Listen, I feel like if anybody knows anything that's going on in the air these days, there's been a lot of sketchy things happening when it comes to flying, airlines, FAA, all the things. And I would argue that I feel like it's just getting reported on more now because it's making headlines and people are clicking and they're engaging with these articles and stories because it's the fear-mongering media. We all know it.
Including us.
Yeah, we're like, let's talk about it. But I recently was on a flight 2 weeks ago. You're going to go on a flight next week. And there was something that I picked up on while on this flight, already a little more on edge than I normally would be flying. And listen, I do believe that honesty is the best policy. And we love an honest king. We really do.
Yeah, we do.
But when we're in a floating metal tube in the sky, thousands and thousands and thousands of feet above sea level, not loving it, not loving the full honesty and the full transparency. When a pilot is too honest, I'm like, I don't want to know how the sausage is made, okay? I just want to get there.
You just want to eat it.
I just want to eat it. I want to get there. I want to just have a good time. I don't need to know the mechanics of what's happening in the air. So we're flying to Florida. It's a direct flight, quick, easy breezy. Love it. And the pilot comes on, and every time they come over through the plane, PA, loudspeaker, whatever it is, I always take my earbuds out because I'm like, I want to know when we're getting there, right? So he comes on.
You can't hear a thing they're saying anyways.
I know. It's always like, it's always a big rigmarole. So he comes on and he's like, all right, everybody, we're going to be descending here shortly. And there's some fog ahead, so there's some limited visibility. We might have to circle around if we can't find the tarmac. We do have extra gas, and we should be fine.
should be.
But we might need to tap into that extra gas. All right, breaker.
Enjoy your flight. Thanks for
what
flying.
What do you mean?
We might have to tap into that extra reserve tank. Is that what they said?
Yeah.
Now,
like,
did you notice
running out of gas?
Anybody else
not
on the flight
telling us that?
Anybody else panic on a flight?
Yeah,
when you're about to land, that's usually. Listen, I've taken. If I'm not even exaggerating, I've taken a couple hundred flights in my day. I used to travel a lot for work, and I always say a prayer before takeoff and landing. I have to.
Well, yeah, I mean, especially now, like, when we're descending, I always am like, oh, well, we're here. And after seeing what we saw at the top of the year in Washington, I'm like, oh, we're not there until we're literally attached to the gate. We are not there.
You're not there until you're home. You better be in bed, because it doesn't matter anymore if you're just sitting at on the tarmac.
Yeah.
The amount of planes that have almost hit somebody who is just stagnant on the You know what? I have to fly next week. I don't even really want to talk about this. But
sorry.
We're already invested.
Sorry, this is the reality of the situation.
What is the most horrifying thing you've experienced on a flight?
So I was out to dinner with my friend last night, and she was telling me about how she had just flown home. And flying Spirit, which at this point, I haven't heard one bad AOTA about Spirit, so I'm ready to pop on board at any moment.
You know what? We've given them a lot of crap. We owe them an apology, because there has been no accidents when it comes to Spirit Airlines. Correct me if I'm wrong on this.
Knocking on everyone in the studio, but I've never taken Spirit. I'm not above it. I've just never had the opportunity to, because every time I try to book it for Florida, they're like, so we're going to take you from Rochester to Vegas, then to LA, and then to Tampa. I'm like, I don't want to do that whole thing.
I flew Spirit from Florida to LAX. It was pretty bad.
Yeah. But she was telling me that she was on a Spirit flight, and they were descending, and they were coming in, and then the pilot just shot back up. And I was like, what? She was like, yeah, he came on and was like, it's not safe to land. And one time, I was literally lucid coming home from Nashville. It was like a 6 a.m. flight. I was next to an entire bachelor party. It was wild. And I was sleeping on the plane, and I kept having dreams of that exact scenario of us trying to land and then going back up and trying to land and going back up, which was terrifying considering the fact that I was on a plane. So I thought it was actually real. But I'm like, I've never been in that situation. I never want to be in that situation. And I know they're doing it to protect and to save. But that is really spooky and scary.
I don't know if I ever shared this with you, but for 6 months, I had dreams.
You did, yeah.
Yeah.
We had the dream doctor on. And
yeah, the plane would land, it'd go up, the plane would land. It could never quite get off the ground.
And they're like, you're destined for more. Yeah.
I was like, yeah, you're holding yourself back from your dreams.
Right.
Am I? Let's get to some of your texts. Christy is weighing in and says, on a red-eye flight to Denver, everyone was asleep. I can't sleep on planes. A few rows behind me, a girl started screaming, mama, mama. Flight attendants walked over, then ran back. Then ran over holding a defibrillator. Then walked the hysterical girl, looked to be about a teenager, to the front of the plane. Then walked back with blankets. When the plane landed, no one was allowed to move. A stretcher came on board, wheeled the blanket-covered body out. The sobbing girl followed behind.
What?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Crazy. Mimi's here. She said the worst thing a pilot ever said was flight attendants prepare passengers for a hard landing. Apparently saying crash landing ahead freaks people out. Yeah, I wouldn't love that. I've never had a pilot. But here's the thing. I feel like pilots do not get the recognition or the accolades that they should. Like, whenever I'm getting off of a plane, I always say thank you to the flight attendants and the pilots. Like, without them, you would be dust in the sky.
They're pros. They're absolute pros. And every time I walk on a plane, I look left to look into the cockpit. I'm like, I have no idea what's going on.
3 million buttons.
That is impressive.
Yeah.
What's up, guys? Worst flight of my life was last year when I listened to everyone around me that flying with an infant is no big deal. Well, my baby did a projectile poop all over the toilet wall while I was changing her nappy in the bathroom 20,000 feet up.
That is not the Mile High Club you want to be a part of.
Southwest Airlines. Low fares, nothing hide. That's transparency.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I don't know, guys. We love honesty. It is the best policy. But when a pilot comes on and they're like, things are looking a little hairy ahead, I'm like, I don't love that. I don't love that.
I don't think a pilot has ever come on. It's ever been recorded saying, attention passengers, this is your captain. We've done everything we think we could do up here. God bless.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
We got some new information rolling out about a story we've been following since, God, last year around this time it came out. Local business owner pleads guilty to fraud charges and is now facing new allegations.
Oh no, who are we talking about?
You know her, you love her, Catherine Mott. A prominent local business owner has pled guilty to federal financial institutional fraud and money laundering charges. Amat is now facing new legal troubles as well. A lawsuit alleges that she owes nearly $2 million in back rent at Divinity Estate and Chapel.
Kathy, what are we going to do with you?
The well-known wedding venue right here in Rochester. She previously made headlines last year around this time after she was accused in a suspected check-hiding scheme that totaled in nearly $19 million. She's due back for sentencing on May 1st for that case after the guilty plea,
yep,
according to the court paperwork. So that's $19 million plus the other $2 million. So right now we're looking at $21 million in the hole for Kathy.
I don't see Crescent Beach ever opening.
No.
I think that place is officially cursed since 2013.
Yeah. In addition to the wedding venue, she also owned Monroe's and Crescent Beach, which obviously didn't make it off the ground because that was the big thing. They were going to renovate and do all the things. I don't know how someone gets to this point. I don't know how you get $21 million in the hole, but there she is.
Well, it takes years. You don't do something like that overnight.
It's insane.
You're either going to commit or you're not. And God knows she's been a silly goose for quite some time now.
Also, I mean, I don't know. How does one let their rent lapse for $2 million? Like, I'm talking to the actual estate. Like, how do you not say, like, okay, you're done here. We're done here. Thank you so much.
In her defense, I think all of us are guilty having a couple of late rent payments in our day, right? We've been there, done that.
I can say I never have.
You were never late on rent once in your life.
Never. Oh, it's all auto pay. It all comes out from my...
Oh, no, that's crazy. I've been late a few times back in the past.
$20 million late?
Well...
No. No, I don't think so. These things happen. So she'll be back. We'll get back to this story on May 1st.
Okay, can't wait.
We figure out just how long she'll be going away for. But she is guilty.
We'll check back in with you guys.
Not just guilty.
2 months.
Not just guilty, but more charges are hitting the roof. So
coming up, we have a girl who agreed to come on the show with us and share why she is refusing to train with a male personal trainer here in Rochester after she noticed something that most people probably wouldn't pay attention to. In her mind, it's an absolute no. It's a red flag. She'll tell us what that one thing is coming up next on the show. Stay there.
98PXY is free and always will be.
Speaks Y Mornings, Moose Breezy. If you went to a restaurant and you noticed the cook in the kitchen was extremely thin, would you refuse to eat there because that's a clear indication that the cook doesn't taste their own food? And that's really, that's the best example I can come up with for what it is we're about to discuss.
So stupid.
We have a woman on hold who's going to be joining us who posted this to her social media yesterday. She took a pretty unpopular stance on why she is refusing to work out with a pretty successful male trainer here in Rochester who mostly works and trains women.
Yes.
I'm dying to hear her take on this. Let us know what you guys think too. 585-252-9800 if you want to comment. Hi, good morning. Are you still with us?
Hey, yeah, guys. Good morning.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. First off, thanks for coming on the show. So the stage is yours. Why are you refusing to work out with this male trainer?
Okay, so I honestly hate that I decided to come on, but it's fine. A little backstory with me is that, I'm really big into fitness, you guys. Like, I love working out. I'm a part of, the whole workout community up here in Rochester. And, when it comes to, burn and spoke and like all the things.
Yeah.
So a friend of mine connected me with a personal trainer who like he mostly works with women. That's like his main focus and his whole thing. And I do know a few girls that he's trained and they show like, you know, like decent progress. Like I see some gains and everything. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's like, I'm not very hesitant about working with him, but it's his wife that has me hold up. I don't even really know how to say this, but
his wife has you held up from pursuing to work out with him.
Yeah. Even though my friends are recommending him everything. His wife is fat. Okay. yeah.
Not you being subtle.
Oh my God. Okay.
First of all, that's an extremely rude thing to say, but go on.
Brenda.
Okay, then not a part of the workout community, if you will, if that's better.
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyways, before everyone attacks me, like the reason I feel so strongly about this is because like if you're a personal trainer and like your wife, like you work mainly with women, okay, and your wife is the complete opposite of like what you're trying to achieve for these women, I feel like your wife should be like a billboard for like what you are like providing, you know? It's like,
No.
So yeah. you feel like because his wife is overweight and he's a personal trainer, then that's basically a bad representation of his.
His wife isn't his client.
That's a bad representation of his business?
Yeah, I feel like it's a horrible indicator of like what your services are. It's like, it's a terrible, like a business model. It's like, I'm not trying to be mean, okay? Honestly, like, but
no, I know. I want you to just explain it.
Is she on the billboard? Like, go deeper. I don't understand. How did you end up seeing a picture of his wife?
Instagram, like, you know, they offered me this guy, and he has like all his results and stuff, and he has like some like photos of him and his wife and everything, and it's just like, I thought this was like a client that was gonna have progress, and it's just.
But were the photos of his wife like? Hey, look at my client. Look at me and my client. Or was it like, this is my wife and I on our wedding day?
Yeah, but like, if you promise me that you're like the best in the business and like think about it like this. Like, mm-hmm. if you clean homes, okay?
All right.
And like, I pay you for that service, okay? And then I go to your house and then you're like a hoarder and like a slob. Like, do you think that I'm going to go, like, I'm going to like believe that you have, like, you're good at cleaning houses, like when you can't even upkeep it yourself?
Well,
I don't feel like there's a difference.
I do, because I think you need to separate the person and their profession from their personal life. Like, I own a braiding business, but does that make my girlfriend the most beautiful braider in the whole world and she should only be wearing braids and she should be modeling after my business and my business model? Like, that makes literally no sense.
I feel like your girl should be hooked up with wonderful braids and all the time, so if like she looked a mess, it would be like I'd say the same thing. I'd be like, your girlfriend can't like do your braids, like, well, you're the most important person in their life.
Here's the thing, I totally understand the point you're trying to make. However, if the girlfriends of yours recommended this individual who has a pretty high success rate, they obviously know what they're doing and the people he's trained are successful and they're in great shape, what does it matter what goes on at home? He's there to get you in shape and it's proven that he knows how to do that, so what does any of that matter if his wife is overweight or not part of the fitness community?
Also, not for nothing, but
how do you know she's not ill?
That's what I'm saying, like she could have a medical issue, she could be on medication that is life-changing to her, that
yeah,
is making her gain weight.
I just don't agree. Like, I just think that it's like a bad representation. Like, and for me, like, I'm like, I'm not gonna trust this guy.
Then don't. But because, you know what, he probably doesn't want, he would probably never ever in his life want to work with you after hearing what you're saying about his wife.
That's true.
So I think that relationship is severed and it's completely out the window, so kiss that potential trainer goodbye. And also, no, look inward, because you're nasty, like, to be honest. You are.
I just think I'm honest. I think people just aren't prepared for that.
No, I'm
well,
so...
there's a difference.
No, I'm so sick of people being like, I'm just so real. I'm just so real. No, you're just a bitch. So...
wow.
Sorry.
All right, ladies.
You are. And like, I feel very triggered about this because you know what? You, who are you to comment on someone else's body who is a complete third party outsider who has nothing to do with the matter? It's not like this guy's like, look at my wife. I've trained her for 15 years. Look how great she looks. He never said that.
Okay. If you're fat, then just say it.
Well, it's not. Listen, it shouldn't be about that. It should not be about that. Okay, and
whatever.
Second of all, why are you working out?
I want to live for a long time and be healthy and be aesthetically pleasing.
Okay, fine, then do that. But I mean, for you to just focus on that one thing that the guy who's training you, his wife is overweight, is why, I mean, it's bizarre to me.
Sorry I called in then.
No,
me too.
I know.
I'm actually so sorry that we ever took your call.
All right, have a great day. Thanks.
Mm-hmm, bye.
I'm so dead right now. That lady can kick actual rocks with open-toed shoes.
No, the open-toed shoes.
This person says, I feel like the wife is probably just curvy, not fat. If I was that personal trainer, I would never take this lady as a client. She's mean.
This woman is awful. I'm glad you guys ended the call with her. You know, and maybe we don't know the backstory here. It's such a stupid reason to not work out with a trainer. Hey guys, good morning. I just gave birth 4 months ago. Yes, I've gained a little weight because I just had a baby.
Right.
But this woman sounds terrible. It just blows my mind how some people come on the air and show their true colors.
This person says, LOL, aesthetically pleasing, can't fix ugly inside. That is true. Yeah. This person says, she's the ugliest person I've ever heard. Breezy, thank you for saying everything we all thought. And I always will, so... Oh, I'm just real. No.
I can't stand that.
I'm real. So, if you're fat phobic, just say that. So.
Fat phobic?
Yeah. If you are.
Oh, my God. This woman was brave. I mean, I'm glad I took her call. I mean, that was, you know, I'm sure entertaining for a lot of people. But, man, there are people like this that are so shallow that will not work out with someone because the person they're married to is not within the fitness community.
I just feel like I put a lot out there on a daily basis. Well, not daily, but like quarterly basis about
being vulnerable,
my struggles with eating and weight and body image and yada, yada, yada. Hit the podcast. I don't have time to explain all of it, but it's just like for you to call in and have that take and just be as gross as you are, like you're just like not welcome on our show. So don't ever call again because we won't take it and I'm blocking your number. So there's that. I mean, I don't do that. We don't do that. But like I would and I have no issue doing that because that type of energy and negativity is not welcome here on this station. So go take it down the hall or across the street or wherever you need to take it. Or better yet, write it in your journal, Rebecca. Her name's not Rebecca. I just made that up. But
you think the trainer's going to hear this? Someone's going to send it to him.
Probably.
I mean, how many personal trainers are there?
Doesn't get back to his wife.
How many personal male trainers are in Rochester that just strictly work with women? I can think of two.
I don't know. I'm not too sure, but... I need to take a walk. I need to get the walking pad fired up. I'm triggered.
Let's take a break.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more.
Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Be right back. It's Pete.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.